Yo, this is Block Talk Radio.
Let's get it, nigga. Let's get it. If you got this money, let's get it. What's up? I got a drugs and I got a bro, they talking to ticket. Bitches, they stare at my pants and be like, oh, what's on the bridges? Keep red bottom.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Tennessee, and I am sitting here today with all of my family, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in for my show. If you got a call in, you want to call in, want to throw some questions or anything at me, my guests can call in at 917-889-3046. My topic today, I have a lot of topics. We're going to talk to the kids right now about this upcoming reality show that I'm doing with my family, upcoming events that I have going on in my life. I got this one-year-old baby over here that's driving me crazy, and I got this crazy-ass little boy sitting right here, though. You know, he all good. We're going to throw him up on the air, too. What's up, family? What's up? Say hey, y'all.
Hey.
They all dry. I don't know. You know, he always hype, but we're going to introduce you, say your name, and let everybody out there know who you are.
My name is Michelle Griffin.
And Contrell Griffin, how old are you? So what you think about this reality show that I'm getting ready to do with the family? You think it's going to be good? You think it's going to be funny? I mean, y'all funny as ever anyway. So it's more so. Yeah. You know, my family is off the chat, and they always say that, you know, I should always do a reality show, and I think that it's about time, you know, with me being in this industry, always have been, but never stopped, you know, and I'm going to do a reality show with me and my children. It's never been done with a reality show with a black woman and her kids. It's always the other woman and their kids. So I'm going to put it out there. You know, I was hollering, shooting out that I needed a cameraman and all that, but, you know, it takes money to get money. But at the same time, I'm going to pray on it because anything that I want, I will get. And I can get. So, you know, hey, I'm just the girl from the South Side of Chicago, just trying to make it happen and do my do my thing in this entertainment business, which is, it's a lot of work. Ain't no stopping me. I'm going to keep doing what I do. Also, kids, what's going on with y'all? Introduce yourself. What's funny? We on air live right now. We live right now on the radio. What's up? Introduce yourself. Who are you? Anyway, introduce yourself, young lady. Go ahead.
My name is Kimari Ivory.
Okay.
Can y'all say nothing? Okay, that's cool. And who are you?
Burkai.
All right, y'all. As y'all know, y'all might know Burkai as Bird. That's my baby.
No, it is. I'm Bird. Oh,
now, okay, she's not Bird anymore. She's Burkai. So, with that being said, what y'all think about this reality show thing that we might end up doing? Ain't no mic that we're going to start recording real soon. What y'all think about it?
I think it's going to be funny.
Y'all think it's going to be funny?
Be a funny guy.
I mean, hey, we're going to take it one thing at a time, you know? So, I mean, y'all think it's going to be a good thing that we do, you know, they don't really have reality shows in Chicago. Everything is based out of New York, Atlanta, Miami,
Hollywood
type life. We need some real life city things going on, showing them, you know, the struggles of a single black mother raising kids, trying to be out here in this world, you know, trying to be in the entertainment business. I'm going to have the cameras following me around every step and everything that I do. And, you know, it's going to be cool. You know, they sit here laughing like we ain't live, like we ain't on air right motherfucking now, but we on this motherfucker. And I also got my girl, Bri in the building, Joe. Bri.
What's up, everybody?
These kids are blazing as fuck, though. All right, y'all, kids, thank y'all for stopping in. You know, it's time for them to go to bed. You know, I just wanted to, you know, shout out to the kids. All right, beat it. Bye.
Bye. We won't ask you that food, so don't ask for us.
No, we're not messing with the kids, though.
And it's not for money, so we're not going to.
Don't let them fool
you. They're not
going to show you. Nah, they're going to get it. We are live. We are on air. People are listening to the radio show. Yes, people are listening. Go on my page on Facebook. Call us. Call in at 917-889-3046. If you got any questions, comments, or just want to, you know, talk about something, hit me up. Hit me up. This your girl, Trina C.
And
Bri-Bri. We got this badass baby sitting right here. I don't know if she's crazy as ever. So, all right, Bri, what's going on out here? What's going on out here?
What I want to talk about is this kid, Wild Living Project.
Kids. Now, those of you have seen these kids, Carjack and Robin,
but to be honest with you, on some real shit, it's getting out of hand. We losing our kids to these streets for no reason. We losing these babies for no reason. All I'm going to say is this. Whatever y'all kids smoking, putting in y'all weed, y'all ecstasy, whatever, primo, whatever. Please chill, because we losing our kids to mama. And it's not even that serious. Kids getting killed for some tape, gym shoes, coats, little money, little iPhones. It ain't worth it.
Yeah, these kids out, they went from shooting. They still doing a little shoot. But we went from shooting a carjack, and I'm not understanding, like, what's the motive? Y'all try to take the car to do what?
But they kind of realize that the white man won't stay out anyway, so they ain't nothing but helping the white man. And that's real talk.
Yeah, true that. Make sure y'all tune in. Go to my Facebook page. Go like that. Get a girl radio page, y'all. Go ahead and get my page a like, too, if you can. I'm over 5,000 friends. I'm sorry about that. 5,000 friends. So y'all can go ahead and shout out to the Get 'em Girls, my sister Sharasha, my sister Bernadette, my super producer Kyle. You know, what's up, y'all? What's up, Gail? What's up, Jasmine? Got Priya. What's up, everybody out there? You know, this baby over here climbing on me and shit. But, you know. You ain't going to see him do nothing but smile, but we're going to go live, though, like real live for y'all to ask me. Y'all hear this baby?
She said, hey, everybody.
She said, hello, everybody. So, you know, all the artists out there, make sure y'all get y'all music in to getemgirlradio@gmail.com. And I'll be playing some music next week. This is my first trial on this radio station thing, you know, with Blog Talk. Shout out to my brother. You know who he is, Young Shaq. Shout out to Megastar.
And y'all show us support because we need more black females out here that's radio hosts, real talk.
Man, I'm out here trying to do my thing, and it's like, you know, I'm doing what I do. I'm doing what I, you know, I feel that I was put on this earth to do. So make sure y'all check me out, though, for real. There's a lot of things going on, but, hey, she said the kids, every time you turn on a little lady, they're doing a smash and grab. Y'all hitting big jewelry stores like Zales, and who else did they hit over there? Man. Get that. Anybody out there know who got that Jerry on real? He went to Jerry. He smashed and grabbed that Jerry, goddammit. He smashed and motherfucking grabbed that
when
Jerry.
You see them niggas with the blames, you know who hit the store.
The motherfuckers hit Jerry, goddammit. Jerry dot motherfucking com. That's what the fuck they did. They hit motherfucking Jerry. So any of you bitches getting any of these motherfucking engagement rings for motherfucking Christmas Eve, bitch, you better go see if that bitch was stolen because your man is hit motherfucking Jerry.
And he's going down.
And he's going down. And you're going to have a ring on your finger as motherfucking evidence. So watch what you do. Don't accept no motherfucking engagement December 20 motherfucking 4. No motherfucking engagement. Bitch, no, I don't. Will you marry me? Absolutely motherfucking not. If that shit says Zell or Jared, he stole it. I'm sorry. I'm just being real. That's just me.
And I'm 100, though.
I'm just being real, though.
Oh, and I want to say something, too.
Oh, shit.
All y'all can't think, y'all going to say, try to pull a fast one on me, try to rob me, and say, you know, I ain't got shit. No, I ain't got nothing for you, so I didn't come my way, baby. I ain't going to do that to you.
I mean, my thing is, if you, you know what I'm saying, if you trying to rob motherfucker, my thing is, what the fuck you robbing for? What the fuck is you robbing for?
For a thrill.
And that thrill will either end you in jail or dead.
And then go back to all the mamas, too. I'm sorry, too. You go back to the mamas of these kids. So I said, your kids don't do nothing. My baby's an angel. He was on with the pastor yesterday, helping with church on Sunday. Come on, y'all know y'all kids. Y'all know y'all kids bad here. Y'all know how kids do. Please talk to your kids before they come out here and end up hurt. For real, for real.
Like I told y'all, you know, Get 'em Girl Radio, is exclusive. It's uncut. It is like, you
talking
know.
Anything
that's out of no motherfucking mouth, I'm talking about it. I'm dealing with it. Any situation that's going on in the city, I'm going to put it out there. Now, another thing that's fucking me up about Chicago, and I love my city dearly. I so love my city. But I seen something, and my daughter brought it to my attention because it's basically towards her school. They're trying to close down a lot of Chicago public schools, high schools, man. Come on now. They're steadily trying to close these schools down, moving these kids into areas to where they know these kids cannot go to. So you close the one school down, and then these kids got to travel to go to another school. This shit designed for us black people to be fucked up. Uh-huh. And it's up to the parents and the city and the fucking government and aldermen and shit to step up and do something about this, which I feel they not doing shit because y'all closing schools down. They're trying to close Fielding down. They're trying to close Marshall down. They're trying to close Ford down. And that was in the motherfucking either the Sun-Times or the Tribune November 29th. And that's crazy because I'm going to get something started to where, you know, they're going to try to wait to the last minute for the parents to do something at the high school. Fuck that. By me being in the entertainment business and got the knowledge of knowing people, I'm going to try to get something started within the next week or two so they won't close these motherfucking schools down. Y'all want to close these schools down and send these babies in these areas where you know it's going to be fucked up situations. And that's sad because this city, how they ain't got no money, but y'all got money to rebuild this motherfucking red line, but y'all ain't fixing these streets.
Well, let's talk
y'all
about money. Because one lottery was
they got
built for the kids. So a lot of this is made for the kids when they don't have nothing. They're supposed to put a portion of lottery winnings towards the school.
Yes, they were.
And they ain't putting out a portion towards it. So, for me, I feel like Chance the Rapper,
I love
it out of his pocket.
Yeah.
He didn't have to, but he did.
He did.
But that sad for him come out of his own pocket because the government don't give a fuck about these kids. And that's real talk.
True that. And nobody, you know, it's more so the government. It's basically the Illinois, The government is not, the government don't give a fuck about our kids because it's poor black areas, and that's where they're closing the schools at. That's where they're closing the schools at. And, you know, I just feel like they need to do better things to try to keep these schools in Chicago open because you're sending these babies to different areas once again. And I'm sitting here listening. I was reading it, and it's all the schools where it's like a poor area. And, you know, us as parents, or even if you don't kids, you know somebody that knows somebody that got kids that go to these mm-hmm. schools. They talking about closing schools from the west side of Chicago all the way to the south side. All the way to the south side. So it's like, it's a lot of schools. They said performance arts, but here it was a couple of months ago. Y'all saying Chicago had the best performing race in the schools. Which one is it? Either they do or they don't. Who's lying? We'll never fucking know until here it is. You going to the rest of your kids to school in a couple of months, and they telling you, well, your kid is going to another school. Now, question with that. Are they going to provide bus service and transportation for these kids to go back and forth to motherfucking school? Hell no. They not. They're not going to provide it. So, I mean, you're going to have to come out your pocket, put more money on your kid's bus card, or however the case may be. And it might be your kid has to walk from a bus stop through a neighborhood to get to a, you know, from through a badass neighborhood to get to a fucking bus stop. And it might be conflict with that. You know, I'm trying to figure out the design for this shit is fucked up. It's real out. It's real, real fucked up out here. And that's sad that this city got money. This city got money. The city always fixing up some downtown mm-hmm. shit, but they not really going into the inner city.
But
that leads to the aldermen also. Like, what the fuck is the aldermen in the neighborhood doing? Where are they at?
They're making sure their kids are straight.
And I mean, their kids are, like, living, you know, their kids are in better schools than they had, like, the situation with the school over there on... I don't know exactly where, but the school they had the mice in it. Come on now. That shit's fucking ridiculous. Come on now.
They don't care.
If the school's got problems like that, what is it to close the school down for 2 or 3 days and send the people in there to do what they got to do?
But you know why? Because if we don't stand up and come together, we stay separated.
That's why they won't do it. So this
in
the
black,
we don't
come together.
It's in a black neighborhood. They don't give two fucks about it. But if it was in another neighborhood or in a suburb, shall I say, or a charter motherfucking school, that shit situation wouldn't even got that far. This is Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your girl, trying to speak with my girl, Riri, in the building. Make sure y'all call in for any questions or anything. Y'all can dial me at 917-889-3046. Man, it's been real, though. I'm on here doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm checking this out for the first time, and, man, Young Shot, brother, I love this shit. This shit is off the motherfucking chain. And I'm going to play my song by one of my artists. Her name is Truth. You know, I really ain't got too many songs and shit on this motherfucker, but like I said, email me some of y'all music to Get Them Girl Radio, or y'all can mail them to Rena White at the1gmail.com. I'm going to go to my Facebook page. Hit me up on my Facebook page and on my fan page. Right now, I'm going to play this song by my artist called I Don't Give a Fuck. Here we go. That was motherfucking true. I don't give a fuck about a nigga and his paper. That is like my motherfucking theme, motherfucking song right there. You know, my girl, shout out to my girl Truth, man. I've been trying to hit you up on your phone, Joe. Call in at my own house, baby girl. I just did your song, baby girl, 917-889-3046. Shout out to my girl, Truth. Yeah, that's like my theme song. So, you know, like 9 times out of 10, if you see me hosting some shit, out partying somewhere, that'll be like my motherfucking song. Y'all gonna hear me when y'all hear that shit. Y'all know I'm finna come up, cut it out, act a motherfucking fool. Also, you know, it's a lot. You know, I'm so excited about doing this reality show, y'all. I swear to God, I am so fucking excited. This reality show is like one of my projects that's been dear to my heart for a while. But I'm going to, you know, make this reality show. I'm going to do it, and it should be launching in February. I say February, but it might be March. Mid-February, beginning of March, I'm trying to shoot it, you know, get it done. And, you know, it's more so with a reality show, there is no editing, you know, ain't no editing in a damn reality show, none at all, you know. So whatever happens, happens. Whatever said, said. So it's going to be, I'm going to put it, and I'm going to do like a web series off of YouTube. That way, hey, whatever goes, goes. Whatever happens, happens. And I'm just excited about that. Other projects I got coming up, I'm going to start back at the actual Get 'Em Girl radio show. It's going to be on Sunday. Today is just basically, you know, a test run on this right here. And this is just, you know, to get it, you know, kicked off, let y'all know Get 'Em Girls ain't going nowhere. We in the motherfucking building and we ain't going nowhere. This platform that I'm building is so fucking real. And it's very, man, this is it. This is it for me. This all I got. You know what I'm saying? My platform is going to be off the chain. The Get 'Em Girl brand is going to be off the chain. And we're going to do the show on Sundays starting in January, mid-January, probably around like the 20-something. But it's going to be on Sunday, and it's going to be a host of all women celebrating motherhood, life, all that, and do what we do best. So with that being said, you know, it's 10:22. Bri, you got anything else to say?
I'm pretty
comfy.
What I want to say
for
tonight.
She's talking about for tonight.
Yeah, I got more topics, but I think I'm going to say it in for another day.
You got more topics. I got people calling in on my phone. Well, so she want to call. I'm about to tell her to, I'm going to tell her to call. You call a dang on radio station. She want to call and talk. Sister, you trying to call me? I'm about to call you, text you off this phone. But you need to call me. You got something to say, call me on the radio. I'm live right now. Baby girl, I'm live right now. They hear me back there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you sure you ain't got nothing else to say? She want to talk about fuckboys. We won't go there. We can talk about the fuckboys. So, basically, you know, we was having a conversation earlier about deadbeat dads. You know, I don't knock all dads because I know a lot of guys that got their kids. Like, real shit. A lot of niggas. About to have me run up out this motherfucker. A lot of guys that got their kids. So, shout out to the single dads out there that do got their kids and that take care of their kids. But,
and when we say take care of, we don't mean that.
No, when we're saying taking care of your kids, taking care of your kids is like taking care of your kids. Like, fuck that, dropping the package off for Christmas and then dropping one off for their birthday. Hell no, taking care of your kids and spend time with them. Come pick their ass up and do show you shit with their ass. Man, let their ass know you fucking present, motherfucker, instead of not being present. Mm-hmm. Just because you pop up with a motherfucking $1,000 ass coat on a motherfucking birthday, bitch, that don't make you no motherfucking super dad. Real
no,
shit.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Just because you gave my kids $500 for motherfucking school, bitch, that don't make you no super dad. Step your punk ass up and spend some time with these motherfucking kids. That's why these kids acting the way they acting at. Real shit.
That's how some of these fathers are not.
And some of the mothers, because there's some shitty ass mamas out here, too.
That's true.
There's some shitty ass mamas. There's some shitty ass mamas out here, like real life.
We got fuck boys and fuck girls. And y'all know who y'all is.
Yeah.
There's no mission on me. There's
a lot of fuck girls out here.
But y'all know who y'all are.
You know. I'm on. I start calling names and shit. You know,
girl, what you doing this bad? I guess you want to talk about fuck boys too.
I don't know.
Really?
She said she knows. She, I guess not. Make sure y'all, this is Blog Talk Radio. This is Get 'em Girl Radio Uncut. God damn it, I finally got this motherfucker uncut. And yes, I'm cutting the fuck up and I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say when I want to say it. And can't nobody motherfucker stop me.
In that order,
I'm just saying.
I got the mama. In that order.
They here singing and dancing this shit. You know, it's more so, hey, I told y'all I got a lot of shit coming up, man. Y'all going to be like, damn, this girl's on shit. Hell yeah, only because ain't nobody going to give me shit.
True.
Nobody. Ain't nobody going to give me shit. Ain't nobody going to help me with shit. And I ain't expecting a motherfucker to help me. So I got to get it how I know how. On my own.
And little do y'all know, we single mamas. So single mamas out there doing y'all.
Yeah,
the single mama shit ain't no motherfucking joke.
Fuck boy issues. Fuck boys. I'm getting me a shirt that say, no fuck boys allowed. Period. I'm getting me a shirt made fast fuck that's going to say, no fuck boys allowed. I need no fuck boys allowed.
And girls.
Yeah, we have the girls too. I don't know. Somebody just, hey, baby just send me. I got music on, man. Motherfucker sending this shit to Get 'em Girl. I swear to God. Y'all sending me this shit. I'm going to play y'all shit to my station next motherfucking week. Swear to God, y'all. Thank y'all. I promise you. Y'all need to call in. Man, say something. Hit me up at 917-889-3046. Y'all hit me up. I'm live right now. It's topics, whatever. I'm throwing it up in the air. I'm giving it to my listeners out there. Y'all need to go ahead, man, let me know what y'all want to talk about. It's whatever. We ready, man. Y'all throw it at me. I might come back with an answer so serious y'all ass gonna be crying. But I'm on it. Y'all know I'm ready for whatever. Y'all throw it. Throw it at me. What's going on, though? I mean, shit.
Well, can I put this question out here? This is for the guys.
Oh, shit. But again, truthfully speaking,
would you all rather have a dedicated woman, and I say woman, that's down for you, been through thick and thin, been there for you, through the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever? Do you all prefer those women, or do you all prefer home? And I say this to open up, because this is like a major thing out here. So, I mean, what do you all prefer, homes or women? Be true. Be honest.
She said, do guys like hoes or a faithful bitch, basically? Do a man want a hoe, do a man want a faithful bitch? Now,
and keep it 100.
I mean, a guy, a faithful woman, or better yet, do a girl want a faithful man or do she want a motherfucking dog?
That's
true. Some bitches like dog niggas, some bitches don't.
True. And the reason why I say that is because, and I always say this, hoes are winning. But they need to understand, hoes are winning now. But what about when you break bad, when you don't have shit? Now they're going to still be around then.
I didn't think about that before y'all started getting these girls. I mean, hell, I don't know.
I just want to know. I want to know for myself so I can understand. Call and understand.
Listen, I need y'all to go ahead to that Blog Talk app and check me up. Go to Blog Talk app, y'all, and check me out. We're going to post discussion up on Facebook. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all, the number 917-889-3046. I'm your girl, Trinity. This is Get 'em Girl Radio with Brigory. I'm about to post this question up, so y'all go ahead. And, man, thank y'all for listening. For those who listen, thank y'all. But make sure y'all keep them ready. The music submissions coming. Get 'em Girl Radio at gmail.com. It's your girl, Trinity. And I am out. Thank y'all so much. And I will be playing music next week on my show. I'm out.
Let's get it, nigga. About this money, let's get it. What's up? I got the drugs and I got a bro, they talking no ticket. Stitches, they stay in my pants and be like, but what's on the bridges? Keep red bottles on the bottom of my shoe, they like how we kick it. I pedal off top of my crew and I told them, nigga, let's get it. Let's get it.